Well, it was only ever going to be a matter of time before the global warming ideologues and their cheerleader, mainly the ABC, started attacking research demonstrating a link between wind farms and adverse health. Acoustics expert, you might recall, Stephen Cooper, released a groundbreaking report in January. It found many people living near wind turbines at Cape Bridgewater in Victoria are suffering health complaints caused by low-frequency noise generated by wind turbines. Now, for years, those residents have been told their symptoms were psychosomatic. But Stephen Cooper's report finds they are real and, in some cases, extremely severe. Well, people like vocal wind farm advocate, University of Sydney Professor Simon Chapman, are doing their best to discredit the research. Chapman continues to insist health complaints of people living near wind farms are psychosomatic, not physical. He suggests the six residents in Cooper's research may have colluded with each other and describes Cooper's study as a dog's breakfast. This is despite an Acoustical Society of America peer review of Cooper's work, which concluded Cooper's findings mean it is no longer possible to say wind farms have no known effect on human health, and further support from computer scientists at Waterloo University in Canada. Naturally, the ABC's Media Watch program is promoting Chapman's comments. Well, now, Stephen Cooper's taken legal action, which the Cape Bridgewater residents are considering joining against Media Watch and Chapman, and I hope they take them to the cleaners.
Alan Jones comments brought to you by Jim Sellers.
I love a cold beer.
I love an Aussie Sauv Blanc. In fact, I love a New Zealand Sauv Blanc too.
I love a bargain.
And that's why
we all love Jim.
JimSellers.com.au delivers thousands of great drops right to your door at Australia's tastiest prices. Wine, sparkling, spirits and beers. And a range that's a whole lot better than your local. JimSellers.com.au. Order online now.
JimSellers.com.au.